Learning Masech the Shabbos, Nachman Hayim and Beis. Discuss a little bit the Agadot is here. The Gemara starts off, it starts off with Nachman Hayim and Alf, the Rabbam, he said, Misa b'lei chet, v'en yisurim b'lei avayin. There's no Misa without chet, there's no yisurim b'lei avayin. And brings right from the Pasuk, and Misa b'lei chet, because the nefesh ha-chetah si Thomas. And then yisurim b'lei avayin, because it says, v'bekanati b'shei v'pishim v'negom avayin. And the Gemara shakli v'tari, like we know, and the Gemara comes out that they have arba mesa be'et yishal nachash, that four people died in the eights of the nachash, binyam ben Yaakov, Amen avi Moshe, Yishai avi David, and Kila ben David. And that's a raya, that yesh mesa b'lei chet, and yesh yisurim b'lei avayin. And the Gemara says, tufta rav ami, tufta. So first, I want to say over a shtickle from the Nachlas Yaakov was written by the Nesivas, Chedush HaGadlus and Shabbos and the Nachlas Yaakov. The Taisish tells us, why does it say Emisa B'lei Chet and in Yisurim B'lei Avin? Why does it change the Lashon? So Taisish says an Avin is more chamer than a Chet. A Chet is a Shegig, and an Avin is a Mezid. So a Misa could come even on a Shegig. Now, Shegig and Yisurim, they can't come on a Shegig. They have to come Dafka on a Mezid. As they state in Taisis, Dafka Nehem and Aleph. So the Mashiach Sakashem, isn't Misa worse than Yisurim? Misa is worse than Yisurim. Someone's Chayiv Misa is much worse than someone's just Chayiv Yisurim. So if Misa could come on a Chet, which is a Shegig, so Koshke and Yisurim could come on a Chet that's a Shegig. What's the pshat that Misa comes in a chet as a shegig, and Yisurim only come in a mezid? Now Taisus says not all Yisurim only come in a mezid, because there are some Yisurim that come from a shegig also. But he says the Yisurim that we're talking about is like a v'kaditi b'shevet pishim u'negoim avaynam. Yisurim like negoim the mechuarim, they only come from a mezid. And that's the kasha. If Misa comes from a shegig, what's that Yisurim come from a mezid? That's the Marashah's kasha. And the other kash is, which tastes like Mavarns, that we only brought a raya that and that yesh misa b'lei chet. But where do we see a raya that yesh yisurim b'lei avin? It doesn't say that so clear. Taisus says, Shema mino yesh misa b'lei yisurim b'lei avin, afo gav demayin dekame yisurim b'lei avin lo yitaisiv. What's takip shat? How do we know? What's the raya that yesh yisurim b'lei avin? So the receiver says like this. Says Einachinami, for someone to be chayev a misa, he calls it a misa anoshis, anoshif with an ayin, a misa's einish, avad that's worse than yisurim. But that's not what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara means no misa b'chlal, right? V'haraya. If the Gemara is talking about the einish of misa, so what's the raya from the dalid meisu be'etish al nachash? They didn't have an einish of misa. They lived a full life and died of old age. So what's the pshat? The pshat is the Gemara means any misa. Not even a misa tivis. The Gemara is saying a tremendous chiddush. That if a person wouldn't do a chet, and says even a shegig, then he'll never die. He'll never die, he'll live forever. Be like Eliyahu HaNavi, he'll go to Gan Eden, Mechaim. He wouldn't die b'chal. There wouldn't be no misa b'loi chet. So einach enami, for someone to get the einish of misa, that's taki, has to do a very bad aveir for it. But for someone to die a natural death, a misa tivis, he calls it, that's normal. For Karen, he needs a shtickel schus to be nitzel. For that, the Gemara of Ami says, a gemaldik a chiddish, a nefesh getah si Thomas. If a nefesh didn't have any chait, even a chait b'shegig, he'll never die. So the Gemara shlugged that up. And the Gemara brought a raya that no. That a chayach for a person never do any chait, but as time comes, he's going to die. That's the way which made the world. Niknas a misa, the other merishan. And that's it. Now it's going to be for everyone, like the Hebraica said, Mikra Echel the Tzadik of the Rasha, once is a Misa, that's it. So he proved that even that any chait, the person will die a natural death. So Ayyubah said, what does it mean, Nefesh Chatasi Thomas? What does that do with the chait? Elamai, Nefesh Chatasi Thomas means a Misa Anoshis, that Hashem will give him a Zion din of Misa. He'll get an Einish of Misa. So now, Adarabba, if Nefesh Chetasi Thomas means an Einish of Misa, so if you can get an Einish of Misa for a Shegig, so Koshkein Yisurim, which is less than Misa, you get for a Shegig, Akarchach, he can't darshan, Ubekadati B'Sheva Pishim, Ubegom Avainam, that it means that a nega only comes from an oven, because even misa comes from a chait. Even misa comes from a sheg. Even a misa anoshis, koshken yisurim, will come from a chait. That's a shtickle for Nachlas Yankov the Nesivis, a geshmaka shtickle. But according to that, so you could say that enechanami ein yisurim b'lo yovain, but could be for yisurim al kapanim you need a chait. You can't have yisurim without any chait altogether. As they kamalein in the feet of Nachlas Yankov. And the Asay Mushalim, it seemed to them on that way, the Ramban Lamashal and Shara Gamul, he discusses Barichos, the Inyan, we'll speak about it a little bit more. He rather writes that some say, Ein Misa Boichet, Vein Yisrim Lo'el, Venitchu Dvarav, the Gemara, Be Ein Misa Boichet, Sheesh Mesim Be Etir Shalacha Shechad Maini, Abelagabe Ein Yisrim Lo'el, Lenitchu Dvarav. And the Gemara says, not that way, Lechay, the Gemara says, Shema Mina, So you could learn Bemisin if you want. The Maskanis HaGemara is only that there could be Yisurim Bloy Oven, but Yisurim do need a Chet. And Yisurim only going to come for at least something he did wrong. I think it's a little bit tally. The Rishayim argue a little bit in Brachas and Davav, where the Gemara says that in Risa, if a person sees Yisurim Bonov, Yifashvish Shemaisav, and Bishvish Bloy Matzav, is Zeu Yisurim Shalahava. Rashi says there that Yisurim Shalahava is below Yavai. Even though there's no Avai, he'll get the Yisurim Lahar Beskhoya Bailam Abba. The other Rishayim learn doesn't mean below Yavai. It means Yisurim Shalahava means to take away the Einish of what he's doing in Oilam Azeh, what he did already, what he did Chuvan, to take away the Einish that he should be completely Zakai Oilam Abba. That's how the Ramban learns in Sharik Mu. So lefi the Ramban, you could learn that Bemisin is Yisurim Boy Avim, but Al-Kapanim, you need a Chet. You need something. But Rashi's Mashu without any Averi B'chlal. So Chamol Getaycht, the Pnei Yeshua there says, what's the Pshat in Rashi? Why would the Pshat, what's the Pshat that the Ebrish gives Yisurim the harvest Schor Ba'ilam Abba? What does that mean? How does that make sense? Why can't he give Schor Ba'ilam Abba without Yisurim? How would Yisurim be harvest Schor Ba'ilam Abba? So Pnei Yeshua and Brachis says that the Pshat is that if a mensch is a Gashmi, he's Mekusha the Gashmius, so then he can't get the full Schar in Olam Haba, because his Neshama hasn't it Gashmius. And that Gashmius is going to stay, even if he didn't do any Chet. But it's just being physical, just being a Bas of Adam, is already a Mechitza from the Ruchnius, so he can't get the full Schar in Olam Haba. But Aidei Yisurim, so merely you break the Gashmius, you become more of a Ish Ruchni, the Yisurim purify a person and make him more of a Ruchni stick and mensch, so he's partially able to get more Schan Olam Haba, he's able to move his Damek to the Ruchnius that way. So Evshazai, the Gemara had a tzad, the first tzad was, Ein Misa B'lei Chet means, the person never does any Chatam B'chalal. He goes through the whole life never once doing a Chet. So the Pshat is, his Neshama could be in Gansin Ruchni. Hayes, he didn't do anything wrong. Being in Olam Hazeh doesn't make any Gashmis. So he's, without any Misa, he'll be able, Le'er Ba'ar HaChaim, he'll be able to Ladavik Peshchina, B'nenem Yiziv HaShchina, because he never did a Chet. Then he could become a Ruchni Lagamri. That the Gemara says, no. We have a Raya that no. Dal Mesa Be'et Yishol Nachash. That once other Marishim brought a Chet into the world, and he made the world into very, very Gashmi, is a Mela Oibazai, once a Neshama becomes in the Guf, and becomes Gashmiistik, so it's never Shaykh for the Neshama now to become a Ruchni, and to be Nana Miziv HaShchina without Misa. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. Even if Imamish did nothing wrong, but Metzias, it's a Metzias, there's nothing you could do. That's the fact that the Neshama is ruled the Et Yishol Nachash, the Nachash brought a Zoom into the world, and the only way to retire from the Zoom is Aidei Misa. So Eva Zai, Tainet the Gemara, so then there's a makam to say Yisurim Musa. You can't say Yisurim Boy Avay. If Ein Misa Boy Chait, so the Pshat is that Aidei that he didn't do anything wrong, the Mevel will be a Ruchni. So what does he need Yisurim for? Ein Yisurim Boy Avay. But once you're telling me Yesh Misa Boy Chait is a Misa Ventur Shalachas, it's not Shaykh to become a Ruchni without Misa, so then you could say, Aidei Yisurim, you could become more and more Mezuchach, more and more Ruchni. That's the Yisurim Shalahava, Kiyas HaShayev HaShem Yechiyach, that the Tzaddik becomes more and more Mezuchach, and is able to get more and more Elam Haba. So the Ramban and Shaar HaGemul that we started, the Emerson is very shver. It's hard to understand what he holds. Because he starts off saying that all the Yisurim, as explanation for all Yisurim, the explanation but the Erech Klal is that Yisurim is a pshat, that you have a tzaddik, every tzaddik is going to have some chaton. And if he doesn't get Yisurim, and Olam Hazeh, the chaton are going to stay. And mel the Yisurim to memarek the chaton, and then he'll be able to go to Olam Haba without any chaton, and he won't need any purification, Olam Haba. That's how he explains it. Even if he's a very, very big tzaddik, and he's suffering very much, but the pshat is worth it because it's taking away his chaton. But without any chait, it didn't seem like he had a pshat in Yisurim. And he asked the kasha, so what's the pshat? Why in the Nevi'im seeming to have a problem with it? Yirmiyahu says, Sadegata Hashem ki oy v'lech ach mishpotem adabra ischa madu aderech usham sleicha. That I'm your tzaddik, but I have a big problem. Why is Derech Hashem Slecha? David said, Achvik Zechisi Liv Vechetz Mikim Papai. Yeshaya said, Chavakuk, he brings a lot of psukim that have a problem, and he says, the Mishnah Bekiyov says, Ein bi yadeinu shavas Hashem aflo yisuri tzaddikim, which means we don't understand yisuri tzaddikim. But he just explained them all so beautifully. So what's the pshat? Then he starts talking about, he says there's a machlokes about it. He brings the Gemara in Brachas that Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Shaila, how come there's Tzadik V'Raloi and Tzadik V'Tovloi and Rosh V'Raloi and Rosh V'Tovloi? And he says the Eibishter told him, Tzadik V'Raloi is Tzadik Sheina Gomer, Tzadik V'Tovloi is Tzadik Gomer, Rosh V'Raloi is Rosh Sheina Gomer, Rosh V'Tovloi is Rosh Sheina Gomer, Rosh V'Raloi is Rosh Gomer. And that's how he explained that Rosh gets the Hatzlacha on the few mitzvahs that he does today to be matchem from Olam Haba, and the tzaddik gets the einish on the few averis he does today that he should get Olam Haba, and the tzaddik gomer doesn't need any einishim, and the Rosh gomer doesn't need any schar. But he says the Gemara says a pligi the Rav Meir, because Rav Meir says a midazul anim lameishu Rabbeinu v'chaleis ha'achayn v'chamti ha'shar achayn, that a person can't understand the drachim of Hashem. So he says the first svar holds that we could understand it, and the second svar holds he can't understand it. He says, the first svar holds that we could understand this, what's the Nevi'im complaining about? He says, they're complaining about what looks wrong. It's like someone who something hurts him and he starts complaining, not that he doesn't understand why it hurts, he understands, but he's just screaming, it's Tutvei Shreitman. That's what the Nevi'im are saying. But he says, but some hold that we can't understand it. And he brings Rabbi Kiva, that there were chaitchen, the Masarib Mashaker Shal Raisal, and Moshe Rabbeinu says the Torah is Yitzchara, and the Eber says Shteik HaCholah Makshav Lefanei, that the Rabbi Kiva was Mamash at Tzadik Omer, and he got such terrible Yisurim for a hidden reason, we can't understand it. And then he says there's a Said which is Nimsal Anshei Kabbalah, and he's Marech Alan about it, he doesn't explain the Said, and the ones after him explaining means the Inyan of Gilgal, and Gilgal Neshames, and a person can get a Einish what happened in the previous Gilgal. But the Shaila is, the Ramban starts off saying that Yisurim only come from Averis. And then he says it's a Machlokes afterwards, before he didn't say it was a Machlokes. And then he brings his Asayit, Misayit the Sakabola, and he explains the whole Iyav that way. It sounds like everyone knows that way. But from the Lashon, it seems to me he's saying that I found that there's a lot of explanations for Yisurim. And most of them are about Averis. And there are some which seems to be a Said Nelam, maybe it's Averis in a previous Gilgal, maybe this, maybe that, we don't know exactly. So what's the Machlokes? And what's the Tut Stadim? It sounds like the Tut Stadim is this something which a person, at least like Moshe Rabbeinu, can understand and have a logical explanation which could be understood by a Bas of Adam, why everything is B'mishpat? Oh no, there's some things that are Nelam, and it's b'chol not shaykh for Bas of Dom to understand why they're b'mishpat. Only the Eivish understands why they're b'mishpat. And that's gufa, the very tif of machlokes, if there's yisurim b'lay avon, or yesh yisurim b'lay avon, ain't yisurim b'lay avon. Everyone's maskim al piroiv, yisurim come from an avon. And everyone's maskim the awesome seidus, where the yisurim seemingly don't come from an avon, but it's also somehow called b'mishpat. And the shaila is, was midas in nitnul Moshe Rabbeinu or loy nitnul Moshe Rabbeinu? Is that something which we could al pi seichel anushi understand it to be b'mishpat? What was it? Something which is gvaya me'alkol gvaya. It's not to be understood b'seichel anushi. But I think it's all derech hamiyat, like he's saying. But derech klal, you have to nemon that yisurim come for taka averis b'mishpa, like we can understand. The whole shaila is, in rare instances, with tzaddikim have yisurim, can we work out a mishpat for that alone? As I fashteach pshat in the Ramban, I'm not really saying a full hezber, but just the reishis hadvarim, the reishis, how the Ramban's understanding the sugi of yisurim. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara says, Amar Shmuel Mar Nachmeni Amar Bienison Kalaimer Ruvein Chatein Alatoya. Someone says that Ruvein did a chait, and Rashi says it doesn't mean he didn't do any chait. But it means Ruvein Chata B'maisa Bila, that he was actually Mezana with Bila, is Ein Alatoya. And it brings the Raya, because it says, Vayush Benakav Shnei Masa, right after Zatoya Shekulim Kachas. So why is it Vayishkav is Bila Pelegish Aviv? Then he messed up the bed of his father. Memela, the pasuk says keilu v'shachavima, and the more explains el ben imay tava. He was angry that says if a chayis imiti tzar leimi shivchas imiti tzar leimi says bilbul es matzah. Pasha teaches he prevented Yankov somehow from being shaychev and bilam. And that's considered kilhi v'shachavimah, came like what he said by Ibn Eli, the mitaksha shas kineim, ma'ala v'kasa kilo shachavim. Any time you cause a period between ishu bala, that's a bechina of eshashish. Eshashish is ultimately causing the ultimate period between ishu bala. Here, even if you're causing a small period between ishu bala, that is the chaymer of eshashish. So Gemaldik is tickled from the Malbim, and he says it's based on the Arizal, and he explains the inyan a little bit more, that the pshat is that the pasuk says that when Yaakov Avinu came from Paddan Aram, Hashem appeared to him and said, "Goyu kal goyim yia mimech." Goyu kal goyim, and Rashi says it means three shvatim. Goyu kal goyim is three shvatim. And Rachel was pregnant with Binyamin, so that was one shevet. And Yaakov thought, "Mistama, Rachel will have two more children from her, and there'll be altogether 14 shvatim." But then Rachel died. So the shaila is, where are these shvatim going to come from? So the pasuk says like this. The pasuk says, after Rachel died, and it says that Yaakov buried her and put a matzevah k'virasa, a matzevah k'virasa Rachel adiyim. Vayisei Yisrael v'yeita ola mehola l'migdal eder. Yisrael traveled. He put his tent mehola l'migdal eder. Now this tent that's mehola l'migdal eder was the tent that he wanted to have more shvatim in this tent. That was the point of having this tent. And he decided he'll be with Bila. That way it'll be called Hashem Rachel, like the Bila's children were called Hashem Rachel. So that way the children will be from Rachel. But Reuven wanted they should be from Leah. So he didn't allow Yaakov to get together with Bila in this tent to have the Shvatim, because he wanted to be with Leah, and ended up messing up the whole thing, and he didn't have any children from anyone because of it. And that's why it says, Vahi b'nei Yaakov shnei masar. Azai, if you'll be able to be mishamish with Bila and have children from Bila, so he had more, even had 14. But now that he couldn't, so Mimela, all that was left was his 12. So he teaches the pasuk, and Rishonim teach it very similar to Das Kenim, that Vahi b'shchein Yisrael ba'aretz ahi, when Yisrael wanted to live there, as he wanted to go to the Saholim, Mahol, Migdal Eder, he wanted to have the Shvatim, Vayelech Ruvain, and Ruvain went. And where did he go? He went to this tent. Vayishkev is Bila Pilegesh Aviv means Yaakov, Yisrael, that's going back on Yisrael, Vibashchein Yisrael Ba'aretzahi, Vayelech Ruvain, at the time that Vayishkev, meaning that Yisrael was Yishkev is Bila, Pilegesh Aviv, the Aviv of Ruvain. But Al Kopanim, he went, Vayishma Yisrael, and Yisrael heard him coming, and he wasn't able to be together with Bila. And more Vayishma Yisrael means that Yaakov now understood what was Gairim. He understood now that it's too late, and Bila won't be able to have children from Bila. So the Malbim says, this also explains why the Bechayr was staying for Reuven. There's a Pasuk Divrei Hayamim, Perkei Pasuk Aleph, that Reuven was the Bechayr, Bechali Tzuyav, Nid the Bechoresa Levnei Yosef, Oilus Yachas the Bechayr. That when Reuven was Bechali Tzuyav, he lost the Bechayr, and it went to Yosef. And why was that? He said it wasn't an Einish, it was a consequence. Why? Because once he can't have the children, so how is he going to have the Pkaya Kalagayim? So Yaakov explained that when he came, he told Yosef in Parshas Vayechi, Kel Shakai Nirulai Beluz Beretz Kanam Vevorachaisi, Vayim in the Mafrikasi Kalamim, that you're going to be Goyu Kalagayim, there's going to be three Shvatim. And there wasn't. All there was one with Binyamin. So we have to have another two. Like Rashi explains there. That's going to be the kiyum of the Goyo Kalgayim Yim Mimeko, that Ephraim and Menashe is going to be that kiyum. Now, the only way Ephraim and Menashe can be that kiyum is if you make Yosef the Bechor. So, are you day that Reuven was the Goyim that he couldn't have children from Bilhah? So, Mel, and now we needed the children from Yosef. So Mel, that's why Yosef has to be Bechor, that's why Reuven lost the Bechor and had to be given to Yosef, today that Yosef should get the extra chelik so that his children should also be considered Shvatim. So that way you'll have the Goyu Kalgayim. So the Mam explains, that's why he was so upset when Yosef was taken away. He said, Ayelin in of any onaniba, and the Medrash says, an onaniba mi maisa billa. If Yosef's not around, how am I going to get a kapar in the Maisa Billa? Because he understood that his only tikkun from the Maisa Billa, Bemis in the Maisa Billa, was a pshat that were missing the Shvatim. The only tikkun is going to be Ayidei Yosef, that Yosef is going to get the Bechor and have two Shvatim, and that will make up for the Maisa Billa. That's how he's going to make up, that's how we're going to have the Shvatim. So he won't be nitvas on the Maisa Billa, because there will be the Shvatim from Yosef. But if Yosef is gone, Hayel and Ninevani Onaniba, how am I going to get a tikkun for the Maisa Billa? That's the Malbim's pshat. Now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings the next Gemara. Amar Rav Shmuel ben Achmei ben Eiskolim ben Eili chatu eina latoya. Shnem v'sham shnei ben Eili chavdi apichas kainam la'ashem. So, where has the whole Joshua? Why they were in chata? Alamayin imikayim ashe ishkovenes en ashim. Because the nation that came to bring their kinei yoledes, they didn't bring the karbanis right away. They waited. Rashi says she misarvan lahakav shum karmen ala b'kayshi. They weren't so excited to bring the karbanis, so the nashim had to wait there. And well, they couldn't go back to the husbands, so that caused them. There's a period between ishu b'alam, like we said, the maral. That any purity Misha and Baal is considered kiel like a chayde of Eishas Ish. That's what Rashi says. Klemen elechatu be'eishas ish. Ein elotayim b'zayin kachim chatu. They did do b'zayin kachim like the Pasuk read Zayis, but Eishas Ish not. So Dibris Moshe, in Ari Yedzayim, he asks a chesat shayla. He says he doesn't understand Parshat Pshat. Chafni and Pinchas are the only kahanim. They're probably with thousands of kahanim. It says that they had 24 mishmaris, but that was made in the days of David HaMelech. Before that, 8 mishmaris. There were 8 mishmaris that were made. Each mishma had a week. And there were doubtlessly a lot of kanim. Aaron HaKayin had a lot of descendants. So, just because Chafni and Pinchas didn't bring the carbon, that means that the carbon wasn't brought. Why didn't the other kanim bring it? The kanim have mishmaris, and they have to be there every day, and the kanim have a din to bring it. So Chafni and Pinchas didn't bring it. Why didn't the other kanim bring it? So Pli, and he says, it's to say, he didn't find any mefarshim that asked his kasha. It's not a very shvei. Now he says, could be pshat. He didn't like the pshat so much, but I think it's got a kishmak of pshat. He says, Rashi's nusach is, v'noshel ma'yichayim lismach aleim she'akrivu. V'yishay yisham v'chay zesu v'leim. The noshim couldn't be seimach on them that they'll be mak of them. What do you mean they couldn't be seimach on them? I mean, they weren't makir of them, so it wasn't done. He said, normally the Nashim could have just left the birds there, and Misayim with the Kahanim would be makriv. And then they'd be able to go back. But because Chafni and Pinchas Taka had this attitude towards the Karbanis, so Mimele, the Nashim were cheshish that maybe other Kahanim also had this attitude. So maybe even if a Kahanim tells them that I'll take care of the Karbanis, maybe he won't take care of it. If the pshat is Chafni and Pinchas were zaris in the Karbanis, so the pshat was, you have a chazakah, and shliach ha'is and shlichus, you have a chazakah that the kahanim will bring it, so the Noshim could be saimach on this chazakah. But since Chafni and Pinchas didn't do it, so the Noshim couldn't be saimach on the chazakah, they had to make sure themselves that it got brought. So that was the pshat. Even though the other kahanim was rizim, and the taka was brought, but the Noshim couldn't be saimach on that, so as they could have just brought the birds and went home, but this they had to wait until the birds were brought, now it's all Chavni and Pinchas' fault. If it wouldn't be Chavni and Pinchas' derech, so then you could be saying Mechan the Kanim. But since Chavni and Pinchas, they were the head Kanim, they were the sons of the Kohen Gadol, and they had this thing, so Mamela, that would spread to other Kanim also, Al Kapanim, even though Avanda, they were most of the Kanim were Gavaldik and Tzadikim, but Al Kapanim, you couldn't be saying Mechan it anymore. And well, that's what I had to wait. That's what he says. He says, but that's what Moshe's teretz.